New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's code red in Santa Clara. The 49ers have lost two games in a row, and if they lose one more, their season could be over. I need everyone in the organization to report to my office in 2 seconds. This is an emergency 49ers quality control meeting. This is pathetic. I'm disgusted. Two losses in a row, and you lost to Sam Darnold, who we got rid of. That was the backup quarterback here. And then you lost to the Rams, the worst defense in the league. I mean, they got destroyed by the Cardinals, and you couldn't beat the Rams. We got to talk, because if you lose one more game, if you lose this game to the Patriots at home, forget it. It's over. No one's taking you seriously. You're not taking you seriously. That's why you brought me in. That's why it's time to bring in the closer, because you guys don't have closers right now. You had to bring in quality control to get this season back on track, because as you know, I'm on your side. Always have been, always will be. And you don't like to hear my criticisms until you're 1-2, until it's code red. But code red means quality control time. So I'm going to be addressing about 6 of you individually, but not privately, in front of everyone on the team and all the 49er fans who are watching live at home. So get ready for that. This is serious, and I'm not happy. Do I sound happy? Because I'm not. I want to start with Chris Kasarik. Chris, come to the front of the meeting. Sit right there. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking you're the highest paid position coach on the team. One of the highest paid position coaches in the league. You're like a brand. People know you. You are the guy who yells loud on the practice field and gets the most out of defensive end. You really develop defensive linemen. So the Niners, they can draft projects and they can bring in all kind of D linemen, and you're going to get the most out of it. You got a plan. The Chris Kasarik School of Defensive Linemen. What happened to that? You got Nick Bosa, who was the defensive player of the year. He's good, not as good as he used to be, but still good. Should be better, still good. And you got Leonard Floyd, who used to be good and now has 3 pressures in 3 games. You got Malik Collins, who should be flourishing under your tutelage, has 3 pressures in 3 games. And there was Javon Hargrave, who's out now for the year, but had 3 pressures in 3 games. What the hell is going on? Where is the pass rush? Where is the Chris Kasarik effect that the team is paying for? They need this group to step up now. There's no reinforcements coming. Oh, Kalia Davis is coming. I take it back. That'll help you, Chris. But like, really, who was the last defensive lineman that flourished under your watch? Chase Young didn't. Drake Jackson sure didn't. Robert Beal hasn't. Javon Kinlaw didn't. I mean, this team invested in those players. Like, Kinlaw was a known project, but a team with a defensive line coach like you can take that risk, right? Because you're going to make them good, right? Right now, your D-line doesn't stop the run well or rush the quarterback well. It means it's a bad D-line and it's expensive. And you're expensive. Capiche? You see where I'm going with this? Like, you got to do better or you're going to get fired, buddy. Like, this wide nine thing is a gimmick and is currently doing, you know, it's a liability. It's not working. You can't stop the run. You can't rush the quarterback. You can't do nothing. You're in trouble, buddy. Let me tell you. You better figure something out quick. And I don't think it's just yelling louder at practice. You have to dig deep here. Because if this team somehow misses the playoffs, they could fire the head coach. Or we've seen this team sort of scapegoat people who aren't exactly at the top. And highly paid, underperforming position coach at a critical position, easy. Hey, we're firing Chris Kocurek. We're going in a new direction. You don't want them to go a new direction, buddy. You want you to be the direction. So Malik Collins, Leonard Floyd, they need to be at least as good as they were before getting here. Them falling off isn't a good a reflection. Doesn't reflect well on you. And now you're going to have to, like, be even better because Hargrave is out for the year. So is it Kevin Givens? Is it Jordan Elliott? Who are you going to put in there who's going to be just as good, if not better? Because that's what you do. You mold this clay. You take moldable clay and then you mold it into great defensive linemen. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you just got to work with DeForest Buckner and Nick Bosa and Armstead and D Ford for a year. I don't know. Up to you. You got to prove that one. Thank you for listening to me. All right, you're done. Next guy up. Nick Sorensen. Sticking with the defense. Front of the class. It's not a class. It's a meeting. It's an office. Front of the office. Nick. First of all, I want to say I appreciate how you've been in press conferences recently. You definitely represent the organization well. You're well-spoken, smart. But my God, your defense is atrocious. You are the biggest problem on the team right now. I'm going to throw some numbers at you, Nick. Right now, your defense is giving up 6.1 yards per play. 6.1. Last year was 5.1. So they give the defense to you, and it falls apart. Also, third down, giving up a conversion more than 50% of the time. That's just awful. Third worst in the league. So you can't get off the field. You can't stop anything. On third down especially, let's talk about that. Like, you have Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and Tre'Varius Ward, and you can't get off the field on third down? How do you justify that? I mean, you got no pass rush. So we already talked about Chris Kocurek. His group isn't producing, and yet you're waiting for them to. You just rush four and hope that they get there, and they don't. And the quarterback makes a sandwich in the pocket, eats it, digests it, has a glass of water, makes the throw. I mean, for a team that's producing such little pressure, your defense, which I could say, like, isn't necessarily your fault. That's on John Lynch. That's on Chris Kocurek. I mean, you're given what you're given. So the fact that the four-man pass rush isn't great, that these defensive linemen are underperforming, that's not your fault. But to also have the lowest rate of blitzing, of bringing a fifth rusher, fifth and sixth in the league, that's your fault. The choice to just generate no pressure is your fault. And the inability to scheme it up is your fault. So let's see what you got. Now you know Javon Hargrave is out. Even with him, you weren't getting a pass rush. So now you got to, manufacture. You got to manufacture a pass rush. They do it in Seattle. They do it in Kansas City. They do it all over the league. They do it in Minnesota. Can you manufacture a pass rush? Confuse a quarterback. Show him six or seven potential rushers and drop three out and rush four from unpredictable places, or rush five or rush six. Mix it up. Because if you don't get any pressure, you'll lose to the Patriots. Patriots are going to run the ball. We know you can't stop the run. They got Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson, two really good run. They got a first and second down running back in Stevenson. They got a really good third down back in Antonio Gibson. If you can't get any, you're not going to stop that. So if you can't get any pressure on Jacoby Brissett, you'll lose. So be aggressive. Don't hang back with seven in coverage and say, I'm really scared of Jacoby Brissett throwing it over the top. Come on. How conservative can you be? It's Jacoby Brissett. No disrespect, but he's one of the... Well, he's going to throw for like 140 yards. Tops. That's what he's sort of... That's his ballpark. So be aggressive. Bring pressure. Play press. Don't just give... Don't just play 9 yards off the receiver on third and four. Play press. Give these defensive linemen a chance to actually win and bench Isaac Yiadom and Devondre Campbell. Yiadom's given up a quarterback rating of 132, and Campbell's given up a quarterback rating of 125. They got to go. They're not it, and it's not your... Now, I don't know if you have the authority. Frankly, now that I'm saying it out loud, of course you don't have the authority. You didn't sign these guys. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan went to Jed York and Denise and John and said, please, we want Devondre Campbell and Yiadom. Those are the guys. Spend the money, millions of dollars. They said, sure, we trust your football expertise. And then, boom, they're awful. Not your fault. But you got to find a way to get someone else on the field. Talk to Kyle. I'll talk to him. You got to make those changes. And you have to disguise your freaking coverages, Nick. You're not confusing anyone. Stafford knew where to go with the ball as soon as he got it on every single play. Same with Darnold. You did a good job against Rodgers. It was his first game in years. Now you got Brissett. If he has a running game and time to throw and you don't disguise your coverages, he's a vet. He'll know where to go with the ball. It'll be a dink and a dunk and or a dunk. Or a dunk. But he'll complete a lot of his passes. And even if you beat the Patriots this week, not disguising your coverages, you're not going to win a Super Bowl like this. You got to show that you were the right hire, man. I mean, they brought you back. They made you the hire because they wanted to go back to like a particular style of scheme. The Seattle scheme, which Steve Wilks doesn't have any background in. You do. Salah does. D'Amico does. But that those guys have evolved it in New York and in Houston. Sorensen, like, are you running like a classic version of the Pete Carroll defense? Like, why is it so bad? Because the Seahawks don't run that anymore. And it'd be really easy for the Niners to fire you and replace you with Brandon Staley, who doesn't come from this style of defense. I mean, this whole Pete Carroll wide nine mashup feels like it's past its sell-by date. So the two of you, if this season doesn't work out, the two of you, Nick and Chris, could go. And they could give the defense to Brandon Staley or someone else. I mean, they could go with the 3-4 defense. I don't know. Something that stops the run and generates pressure. That would be great. No one's got your back on this one, Nick. You wanted this job. You took it. I mean, you didn't. You accepted a job knowing that the guy before you got screwed and set the bar pretty freaking high. And right now you're way beneath it. I don't think moving you to the coach's booth is going to help. I don't think where you're calling plays is going to be the issue now. You got to show that you can stop anyone. Like giving up 27 points to an offense to the Rams when they didn't have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp arguably is a fireable offense right now. If you had done that week 8, you might have gotten fired the next day. But the fact that it's week 3, they're going to give you a chance. I'll talk to them, man. I'll make sure they give you a chance, but I can't. There's nothing I can guarantee for more than a few weeks. And it's like, we assume that you're going to do a pretty good job against the Patriots this week, but we assume that you were going to hold the freaking Rams to no more than 13 points, considering the Cardinals held them to 10. 27. 27. Wow. Okay. You're done. Let's go offense. Christian McCaffrey, thank you so much for showing up. I know you were just in Germany, been all over the place. front of the room, please. If you got to hobble, you can hobble. If you got to skip, you can skip. I need you in the front of the room. We got to talk. I feel for you. This isn't fun. You're staring down your career mortality. If this Achilles were to snap on the walk up here to the front of the room, that's catastrophic. It's a catastrophic injury that you're trying to avoid. I get it. I'm not going to give you advice. I just want to talk to you because it's not my body. It's not my injury. It's your career. Just want to talk, not advice. I'm not trying to be snarky. I'm just wondering if you've thought about this. Is it possible that you can't avoid this? I mean, you're going to have to play at some point. And you can't keep shutting yourself down every time it hurts. Eventually, you're going to have to play. And I know, like, it's possible you wait all season, come back for the playoffs and say, you know what? If it's a must-win game, if it's divisional round, I'm out there, even if it's sore. And that would be heroic and sensible to a set. Like, wait as long as you can, you know, until it's a must-win game, and then come back. And if you do that, after going to Germany and the rest and all the treatment, the best treatment money could buy, it's still extremely possible that you could tear your Achilles in the playoffs. Sometimes these things are just unavoidable. Look at Dre Greenlaw last year. You're an athlete. You're approaching 30. You play running back. These things happen. It may be unavoidable. So do what you got to do, but think about it this way. If you tear your Achilles in the playoffs, miss next season too. If you come back soon and it happens now, first of all, there's no guarantee it happens either way. You take a risk either way. You come back, you risk it now, and the worst happens, you'll be back next year. I wonder where your head's at. Like, are you still thinking you can avoid this and go back to being the guy you were last year? That may be unrealistic. I'm not saying give up on that, of course. But at your age and the fact that this hasn't fixed itself yet, give it a few more weeks. But week 8, after the bye week, you got bye week, week 9, week 10. That might be, it may not get much better between week 10 and the divisional round. And I don't know what you gain by potentially rupturing it in January as opposed to October. I don't know. You're not going to retire. You're going to go out in your sword eventually, just like most football players do. Something to think about, but I wouldn't tell you what to do. Brandon Ayuk, I'm going to tell you what to do. Front of the room. Front of the room. Front of the room, Brandon. Look, first of all, I want to say, like, I feel for you. You're getting a lot of heat. You didn't do anything out of the ordinary this offseason. You fought for what you were worth. People do that all the time in this industry and in others. You held out. Wide receivers do that all the time. I mean, you didn't do anything outrageous. I get it. And now you got a target on your back because that's the way the game works. You put it there. We put it there. It's what it is. So you can't avoid it. You can't shrink from it. You can't whisper. You can't mumble. You can't shrink. You gotta stand up. You wanted $30 million a year? I get it, man. I would too. But a lot comes with that. And it's not enough at this point. When you're on your rookie deal, you could say, look, watch the film. I was open. Watch the film, man. I was open. Purdy didn't give me the ball. Kyle didn't give me the ball. What can I do? It's not my fault. Not when you're making $30 million a year. If you're open, if you're an it guy, if you're the fifth best wide receiver, the fifth highest paid wide receiver, if you're elite, you're not getting the ball, say something about it. Assert yourself. Travis Kelce almost chokeslammed Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. That's assertive. And no one cared. Do you think Andy Reid cared? Do you think he was upset that Travis Kelce asserted himself and wanted the ball? But he's like, great, you just made my decision-making easy. I'll give you the ball. Great. It's on you. Search yourself, man. You want the ball more? You want the ball in specific spots? Speak up. Not just to the coach, but to the media. Let it be known what you want and that you that you can handle this kind of scrutiny. Don't drop the ball either. I mean, right now you have the same amount of drops this season as Ronnie Bell. Ronnie, we're going to leave you alone today, okay? You can sit there. Don't worry. I see you biting your nail. No, we're good. You know it. What am I going to say? Catch the ball? You're done. Drop one more ball in your cut. Like, that's, you're good. Sorry. I'm not here to pile on. You already are going through it. You haven't slept. But Brandon, you got to search yourself, man. You got to talk to Kyle. You got to go to office hours. You got to do all that stuff. And you got to, the way you're talking to the media right now, it's not in your interests. You need to be more vocal. A team leader. Like, Juwan Jennings is out shining you. And not just on the field, but like as a pro. And he doesn't even talk at all. He just seems to want it more. Gronkowski says that this team needs an it guy, and he steps up. You let him step up? He's making you look bad. All the things you should be doing, he's doing with a fraction of the talent you have, man. You're faster than him. You're a better route runner than him. But he's hungrier than you. And so he's the third leading receiver in the league, and you're like, what, 70th? It's not enough to say, look at the film. I'm getting open. I'm separating. Like, all right, man. Then, like, don't tell us. Tell your quarterback. Tell your coach. You make three times what Kyle Shanahan makes, twice what Kyle Shanahan makes. Speak up. I think that kind of what comes along with all that money. No one wants to hear any excuses anymore. You make all the money in the world. You should understand how to get the ball in your hands. And it's not just running the route. Somehow Debo gets the ball all the time. How does he do it? He talks to Kyle. He pretends he's Kyle's friend. Probably texts him, jokes around with Kyle, laughs at his jokes. Dude, laugh at Kyle's jokes, man. He says something, be like, ha, it's hilarious. Like that. Practice your fake laugh. Send him a Christmas card. Make Kyle feel like he's your friend. Be cool. And then play hard to get a little bit, but then let Kyle into your friend group. I think that'll help you. Or have you been invited to Cabo yet, or did you just show up? Think about that. You got to play the game. Brock Purdy, your office. Yeah, Brock. I'm talking to you, Brock. Yeah, you. No, you. No, I know you had a good game last week. Sure, for Mr. Irrelevant. But we're not holding you to that standard anymore, are we, Brock? No, we're not. Because you want $60 million a year, don't you? Oh, yeah, Mr. JCPenney over here. Yeah, you do. And you know what? I would, too, in your position. Because you've earned it. Because you're a damn good quarterback. You're a damn good quarterback. We see it. And I need to be held to that standard. None of this, oh, what a good story. He plays for minimum wage. He's got a roommate. Oh, my God, he's sponsored by Korn. Now it's over. You're about to be the corporate Purdy. You're about to be Moneybags Magoo. Daddy Fat Sacks. B-I-G-B-O-I. That's going to be you. And as you see, you listen to how we were just talking to Brandon. When you're getting paid at the top of your position, particularly at wide receiver, and especially at quarterback, you get held to a higher standard, man. No excuses. Oh, you were open, you didn't get the ball? Your fault. Tell it to someone who gives a damn.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all-new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And then you got the benefit of the doubt these last 2 weeks. Do you understand how lucky you are right now, Brock, and how this is going to end after this year? You just lost 2 games in a row. You lost to your backup from last year. Granted, Vikings are pretty good. You lost to your backup from last year, committed 2 turnovers in that game. You were a primary reason your team lost. 6 sacks, 2 turnovers. You're, of all the reasons the Niners, you're up there, maybe number one. Then last week, yeah, you put up good numbers against the worst defense in the league and lose. And you turn the ball over again. Fumble for the 2nd week in a row. If you hadn't fumbled, Niners probably win. In addition, despite all the great things you did in that game against the worst defense in the league, you needed to make a couple of plays to win the game. The throw to Ronnie Bell, great play. His drop could have won the game. But great quarterbacks who make hella money have to deal with that stuff all the time. We saw Patrick Mahomes last year. These guys couldn't catch the ball at all season. He doesn't just fold because there's one drop. Because you had another opportunity, didn't you, Brock? Didn't you? Brandon Ayuk was wide open. We saw the film. Sure, there was a busted coverage. You know what? He reacted. He was supposed to run a deep curl route. He didn't. He's like, oh, no one's covering me deep. I'll just run to the end zone. You can throw it deep. I'll catch it. We'll win. You didn't see it that way, did you, Brock? No, you didn't. No. You froze. You just froze. Why'd you freeze? We will never know. We're not in your head. But we saw it. We saw it with our own 2 eyes, Brock. We were watching. You froze. No, you froze. You saw him. You're staring at him. You quadruple pump faked, and then you ran around? You froze. What does that say about you, Brock? You got to make that throw. $60 million quarterback, you got to make that throw. Here's the thing, Brock. Once you get that contract next year, you're going to get it. You're a hell of a quarterback. Once you get that contract next year, And you go through a stretch like this where you lose two games back-to-back to these teams, and you turn the ball over three times, and you just freeze when you're staring at a wide-open deep throw, and you just pass it up? No one's going to talk about your completion percentage over expected. No one's going to talk about your passing yards or your complete or your quarterback rating. No one's going to give a damn. Just like no one gives a damn that Brandon Ayuk's leading the league in separation average. No one cares. You're not producing. Produce. You're not winning. You lost to the Rams. You're turning the ball over. You're not pulling the trigger on deep throws. That's on you. And I'm not even asking you to be perfect. But when you're making that kind of money, people are going to expect you to be perfect. And we can't forget that Kyler Murray essentially was perfect the week before against the Rams. His quarterback rating was 158.3. I think he had three incomplete passes and four touchdown passes. So you were good. He was better. We need more. No more fumbles. Dude, you fumbled in a dome. The ball just slipped out of your hands. We know you can't play in the rain. Precipitation is your kryptonite. But what were you just, was it humid? I was in Minneapolis. It was humid. It was 60 degrees with humidity, and the ball slipped out of your hands. Can't happen. Get some baby powder or a glove. You have to hold yourself to a higher standard because that's just around the corner for you. You're still a good story, but next year you won't be. You'll get held to the same standard that Jimmy Garoppolo was held to, or maybe even more intensely, because he only made like $27 million a year. You're going to make more than double that. No one's going to want to hear that you technically played pretty well in a loss to the Rams who didn't have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. No one's going to want to hear that. So enough praise for you, man. You've been getting nothing but praise for 3 years. Step it up. Step it up. Like, who are you without Deebo Samuel on the field, man? What is your record when the defense gives up more than 20 points? I don't care what your efficiency numbers are. What is your record when the defense gives up more than 20 points? Oh, it's not fair. Wins aren't a quarterback stat. You're right. You're absolutely right. Life isn't fair. You make this much money, that's the standard. Sorry. Now I got to talk about Kyle Shanahan. Kyle, you're up. Yeah, you. Oh, you think I wasn't going to talk about you? You thought I was going to let you off today? Really? Look, Kyle, I know you don't like me, okay? I know you don't like anyone who criticizes you. And I know you don't like anyone, especially in the media, or really anyone, who tells you what to do or acts like they know better than you do about football or anything, particularly football. That's why, I mean, ipso facto, you're not a fan of me. Fine. I'm a big fan of you, though, and I'm here to help. And what you're going to hear today is stuff you're not going to want to hear, but you got to. So just sit there and listen, all right? Ronnie Bell, you're not playing him enough. We need more Ronnie Bell. We need more Ronnie Bell. Like, he had two drops and one of them cost you the game. You know why he had two drops? Because he didn't give him 10 targets. If you give him 10 targets, he only drops five. And then maybe he catches five. We need more Ronnie Bell. What are you thinking, Kyle? Here's my thing with you, dude. You're always right. But sometimes you don't trust your gut. And you see a wide receiver who's never done anything in the league ever and has just only dropped passes, whether it's practice or preseason or regular season. But you tell yourself that the right thing to do is to play him despite all the evidence to the contrary. And then you play him and then he keeps dropping the ball and then you lose your nerve. Don't lose your nerve. If you've decided that you're right about something with no evidence, you're right. Play Ronnie Bell. Jacob Cowing, don't you? Absolutely not. I like that you won't play him. I think that's the right move. Don't play him. He's a rookie. How could you trust a rookie? Ronnie Bell in his second year, that's a guy you can trust. I mean, you know he's going to drop the ball. With Jacob, he might drop it. He might catch it. I can't deal with that kind of uncertainty in life. So I'm with you on that. Do not ever ever play Jacob Cowing. Not this year, not next year. He's too short. I heard he doesn't brush his teeth. You can't have halitosis in the huddle. It's a deal breaker. It affects the whole team. I heard he doesn't know his blocking assignments if he were to have to be a running back for a day. He doesn't know them. You can't condone that kind of laziness. Devondre Campbell needs to keep playing. Don't listen to people that say he's washed or he's slow or that the Packers were right to get rid of him or that they're way better with. Don't listen to that. If you really watch the film, as I know you do, you can see that his coverage is actually great. And his run defense is even better. Keep playing the vet. Because also, he's going to get better as he gets older. As the season goes on and he gets tired and worn down, he's going to get better. So what's important is to keep playing him. And don't play, never play. Trust your instincts on the run, on the young guys. They're not ready. D Winners, not ready. And you don't want to like give him reps so he can improve. Don't do that, because who's going to improve, the young guy or the old guy? Of course, the old guy. Stick with Campbell. Stick with Yotam. Oh, my God. So he hasn't played so well the first three games, but this is what he does. What he's doing is giving the entire NFL a false sense of security. Throw it my way. Throw it my way, because I won't ever break up the pass, and you'll have a quarterback rating of like prime Peyton Manning if you just keep throwing it to me. But it's a setup. Because week 17, week 18, interception, jumps one route. And that interception is the difference for the whole season. So stick, you got to believe in him, man. You were right. You wanted Isaac Yotam. You said he'd be good. He's not good yet. He has been good. His coverage has been elite. He just has had some bad luck. Stick with him. Oh, and with Jordan Mason, wear him down. You know, don't get shy now. You know, you have no conscience with it when it comes to, just keep feeding him the ball 35 times this week. Who cares? Who cares? Christian's coming back sometime. We just thought he's coming back. Patrick Taylor Jr. is great, but don't use him. Just keep giving the ball to Jordan. And don't trust Brock Purdy, man. Don't let him call his own plays, set protections, change route. Don't let him do anything. Put him in his place. If he looks at you wrong, bench him. Who does he think he is anyway? Doesn't he know that you're the reason he's even starting? I don't like the way he looked at you that one time. You know what I'm talking about. He knows what we're talking about. Next year, he's going to be making $60 million. He's going to be insufferable. Bring him down a peg. No play action the rest of the season. Just drop back. And then blame him after the losses. I don't think you've put enough blame on Brock yet. Then also, what I want to say is, like, don't overreact to this Juwan Jennings performance. You were right about Juwan for 5 years. He's a third down option at best. As a guy who doesn't need more than 19 catches a season, like, bury him on the depth chart. Keep forcing the ball to Ayuk and Debo when he comes back. Sobert is a better option than Jennings. This was a one-off. We don't need to see any more. Great one game, but you don't want to be pressured to keep throwing the ball to Juwan Jennings when you know for a fact that Debo and Ayuk are way better, which is why you begged and pleaded for the front office to give them $55 million a year combined. You don't value Juwan Jennings. You're the reason Jennings was so good in that game. Ayuk was an incredible decoy. You're a genius. Forget Jennings. Whatever you I think four targets this week for Juwan. Four. And even that's pushing it. Like, who does he think he is? You start giving him 10 targets a game, he's going to ask for an extension and held out. And you can't have that. It'll be chaos. Your culture is on the line right now. And Juwan's going to mess it up, you know, by playing too well. He's too good right now. And it's you're not budgeted for that. So sit him down. Remind him who calls the shots. It's you. Yeah, and then just 20 targets for Brandon Ayuk, just to remind everyone that he is good. And no, not, I want to say 15 for Ayuk, 10 for Ronnie Bell. 15 for Ayuk, 10 for Ronnie Bell. But if you want to throw in an extra two, just for fun, I'm with it. And then the leftover, like, yeah, you could give 5 to Juwan Jennings, but what about Juszczyk? How about 8 for Juszczyk? No, but we're going to run it 35 times with Mason. So let's do 10 for Ayuk, 8 for Bell, 6 for Juszczyk, 2 for Jennings. I think that's fair. What has Jennings done to earn more reps? Was he the best player on the offense in the Super Bowl? Is he the only guy stepping up on the offense right now? Bench him. I don't like his attitude. Who does he think he is playing so hard? Trying so hard. Doesn't he understand that this is a Super Bowl hangover year and that the Niners have all the excuses and they're supposed to lean into him for sympathy? Man, it's hard to be sympathetic about a team with a wide receiver who's playing this well. You're supposed to win when you have a guy who goes for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. How do you lose a game when you have a wide receiver who goes for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns and their top wide receiver is Tutu Atwell? How? How do you do that? So what you do is you don't throw it to Juwan, and then if you lose, it's okay. And no one questions it because you've been burying Juwan for half a decade. It's a tradition. No one questions it. And you're a genius. Finally, give Nick Sorensen an extension right now. That was brilliant. And Staley. My voice went up. And that was so smart. Getting rid of Steve Wilks, who really was just the entire problem. 17 and a half points per game. Disgusting. Getting rid of him and bringing in not one guy, but two guys who've never worked together and run completely different systems. That was genius. And we're seeing it play out in the field. I mean, not necessarily like statistically, but if you really grind the film, you can see that this is not only a violent and physical defense, but a schematically cutting-edge, state-of-the-art unit. And it's because Brandon Staley and Nick Sorensen are two of the best defensive minds in this building since George Seifert and Vic Fangio. And it's like having them together on the same unit. It's a cheat code. And you need to pat yourself on the back for it and make sure they stay here because, I mean, Sorensen's clearly going to be a head coach next year and Staley too. And then when you lose them, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Think ahead. Foresight. Because it was almost too good of a decision. Everyone's looking at you. Everyone's looking for the next Nick Sorensen right now. And you know the best way to get the next Nick Sorensen? Get the only Nick Sorensen. Take Chris Kocurek's money and give it to Nick. No, give Chris Kocurek a raise too. Those two guys? My God. So I hope you don't mind that I just told you what to do. And I'm sure you're going to do the opposite of everything I said. But you heard me, okay? You heard me. I had to say it. What you want to do with all that information, if you want to do the exact opposite of everything I just told you, that's on you. I can't stop you legally. I'm strenuously advocating for you to take my advice. But if you happen to want to do the opposite of everything I said, I can't technically stop you. Thank you for showing up, Kyle. I do appreciate it. Everyone who was here, it's over. Now I'm going to take some super chats. Hold on. Let me do one thing first. I got to take some. Hold on. There we go. Before we do some super chats, let's do some sleeper picks because that's what Code Red is all about. Here. Boom. Boom. Okay. Sleeper picks. Show is sponsored by the Sleeper app. And of course, I'm giving away 2 tickets to Cowboys Niners. Hopefully the Niners aren't completely eliminated from the playoffs by then. I think this meeting just helped them. But let's go through some picks for tonight. because there's a game tonight and I love making picks. CeeDee Lamb, 58.5 receiving yards. It's on sale. Let's do a little research, shall we? I want to make an informed decision. Or do I? Yes, I do. He's for sure getting more than 58.5 receiving yards. He's going against the Giants, doing more for CeeDee. How about Daniel Jones? 196.5 passing yards for Daniel Jones. Everyone thinks he's trash. Is he? We all thought Sam Darnold's trash. I mean, is it possible that Daniel Jones could do what Darnold's doing if he were on the... I don't know. Let's see what Daniel Jones has to offer. 196.5. He went for 236 last week. Oof. I'm going to say... No, I couldn't do it. Picking Jones? Oh, my God. Ugh. Oh, I don't feel great about it. What about picks? Okay. Look, I'm gonna 196.5. I'm gonna say more because it's 196.5 for crying out loud. And I think Malik Nabers is good. 6.5 receptions for Malik Nabers. Had 8 last game, 10 the game before. He's the whole offense. So I would have to say, yeah, more on him. Prescott, 7.5 rushing yards. He doesn't move, does he? No. Pass touchdouns, 1.5 rush touchdowns, 1. Ugh. I don't really feel great about it. Picks. He's due. I don't feel great about that. But I can't run from it, can I? That would just be weak. It wouldn't be a sleeper move. 1.5 passing touchdowns. Oh, I don't like it. He can't, can I? I can't even count him to get 7.5 rushing yards. God. Whew. All right. I'm going to say he's going to have more than one touchdown pass. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's more than one touchdown pass. That's what I'm going with. And then let's see if we got any Niners picks just for fun. Just to see what, you know. Jordan Mason, Juwan Jennings. Hell yeah. 47.5. How many catches? 47.5 receiving yards. After what I told Kyle, he's definitely going for more than 47.5. That's a lot. Do you trust Kyle? Or is he going to bury him like I said he should? Go more. 62.5 for Ayuk. Oof. I don't feel great. Let's say more for Ayuk. And why? Because the Rams do a good job stopping the run. Mason, I'm going to go less for rushing yards for him. Boom. That's at the max. Not 100 yard. $10. Flexed. Submitted. Boom. Download the Sleeper app today. Use promo code CONE. Get entered to win 2 tickets to the week 8 game against the Cowboys, the Sunday night game. So nice tickets, 50 yard line, a little up, fit fourth level, 50, but you won't bake. It's going to be the game of the week. Also, enter to win a signed Ricky Pearsall jersey. He's going to be back soon. Let's take some super chats. Okay. Shannon Sharp spoke on his show the other day that Germany is where you get your injury fixed, like right. Fixed as it, well, hope it does. Mr. Funny Funny says, so much drama and injuries already this year. Have to cash in when you can, i.e. last year. Other teams also have caught up. Shanahan is not the only genius out there. Also, has Ronnie Bell and Devondre Campbell been cut yet? No, they were just given extensions. Good question. I do think a lot of other teams have caught up. Like, everyone's studying this scheme. Sort of like how other people have caught up to me on YouTube because they studied my scheme. That's what happens. It's a copycat league. You got to adjust. Juan Neri says Mahomes has an elite defense. Purdy doesn't. Okay. All right. Colin Anthony says, hope I'm dead wrong, but I fear Bosa is going the way of his brother. A nice player, but not worth the most expensive defensive contract in the NFL. I don't really hope one way or another. I think you're right. But we'll see what happens. Fish and Chip says more backbone and pressures when cocky Kyle Shanahan appears. Okay, I will. Thank you, Fish and Chips. All right, That's the show. Thanks for the super chats. Thanks for watching. Hope it was just silly enough. The Niners have practice in an hour. So we'll see what's going on then. And then we'll be back to you later. Make sure you watch the four-man front tonight, 6 o'clock Pacific, on Ryan G. Hensley's YouTube channel. Does the light change when my hand moves? What's up with that? Look at that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What is that? Okay, thanks for watching. I'm done. Goodbye. So long.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.